Indily Dong, wake up.
And I think you are an ostrich. Well, your head must be in the sand.
There's been a red card, but for who, Chris Kamara?
I don't know, Jeff, has it? I must have missed that. The red card.
Again, please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I'm European champion, so I'm not one of the bottle. I think I'm a special one.
And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Frank de Boer speelt de bal. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp.
Kevin Friend is nobody's friend today, I'm afraid. It's... Oh, my goodness! I've just seen Mings land on Ibrahimovic's head again, and then I've just seen Ibrahimovic elbow Mings in the face, and they both got away with it!
Shocking.
Goodness me, it's a disgrace! And I understand, maybe Kevin Friend hasn't seen it all. What about the other officials? What about the fourth official? Why is nobody telling him and stop him making himself look a complete fool?
You're listening to A League of Their Own on URN.
You are indeed, and today I'm joined by an excellent panellist making his debut here, straight from Nottingham Trent himself. It's Bradley. Thank you very much, Brad, for being with us here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on it.
No worries at all. But Fred, what's this? We've got our first Trent student.
I wonder what he makes of our Trent degree game.
We'll find out now. So yes, let's get started with our favourite game, which is, of course, as Fred just said,
give that man a Trent degree.
Yes, Brad, let me just explain to you what this game is before you get to. I see you staring at me over there, looking at me with those beady eyes of yours. Let me just explain to you how this game works, and you can play along with us. Don't worry, it's not insulting at all. We're not too bad. So in this game, we'll...
It's all
in good spirit. Yeah, it's all fun. In this game, Brad, we'll look at the week's sporting action, and we'll pick someone out who's had a bit of a mare, shall we say. Maybe done something embarrassing or just sort of messed up in some kind of way, and we'll nominate them to be sent to Nottingham Trent.
Sent to Trent,
yeah, to study a degree there, because, you know, it's fun.
I don't see the issue at all.
Maybe Brad could send them to Uniov, or if they've had a good week. Do you think
I'm sure he'd find that not insulting at all.
That's the gist of the game. So why don't we start with Freddie, and he can see who he wants to send to Trent with you, Brad, next week.
Yes, the season campaign. I've sent many people to Trent over my weeks at A League of Their Own. The one person I wanted to choose this week was Paul Merson, obviously. As always, we like to have a go at the Sky Sports panel in the studio, don't we, Freddie? Yeah. We had Jeff Stelling on last week with his rant about Kevin Friend, the referee, who had a bit of a awful week last week, to say the least. And this week, my Trent degree is going to Paul Merson, who categorically stated that Leicester would go out of the Champions League.
It's very, very wide open. I think Seville are dark horses.
Do you?
I really do.
So you don't fancy Leicester then?
Oh, not even the slightest. Not even in the slightest. If I was them, I'd start concentrating on the Premier League, because I'd be majorly shocked if they went through over two legs against Seville. Mm. I mean, majorly shocked.
Now it's Albrighton. Chance to shoot, and he scores! Mark Albrighton!
Had to get the Sky Sports panel in there laughing at him just as we are in the studio right now. Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure that's not the first time he's done that as well. I'm sure on other occasions he's predicted. I think for the FA Cup, didn't he?
Yeah, there was one like a couple of weeks ago where he predicted. They did like a montage of it, and they had him reading out the scores, and it was just like complete opposite scores.
Yeah, he predicted like Wolves to win, and they lost 3-0.
It was pretty awful.
Arsenal lost, and then someone else lost. He's not a great. To be fair though, did anyone predict Leicester to win that match? I'm not sure either,
Brad. I mean, you did. You told me before the game that Leicester.
Okay, yeah. I knew they'd win.
And say that.
Like, I knew they'd win the match, but I think in general consensus,
they're the English champions. Like, they're a good team. Like, they on their day, they could beat anyone, and they showed
general
that.
General consensus was that they would lose, though, wasn't it?
I'm not sending Paul Merson to Trent for saying that Sevilla were going to win, because I think most people thought that. It was the manner in which he was like categorically. There's no. They should be preparing for life in the championship. There's no way they're going to win, and they've made him look a complete fool.
What do we all think of the Champions League draw while we're on this topic?
Leicester got Atletico Madrid. Yeah.
Hoping they get knocked out.
What way?
I mean, it was a great achievement, yes, going through to the quarterfinals, but I just love Ranieri. I can't get over the fact that...
Well, Brad, I'm going to stop you there. Because,
if there's one show that loves Ranieri, it's us.
Indily dong, wake up!
Every week we play that. Love that.
We love Ranieri a lot. Yeah, but I just feel like, I don't know, Atletico Madrid... They're a good side, better than Sevilla as well, reorganised. I feel like they're the kind of side that's going to put Leicester out, but not in a spectacular way, if that makes sense. I just think it's quite a disappointing draw for Leicester.
Yeah, I think it's a really unfortunate draw for Leicester, because you think, like, they're playing in the Champions League probably for the only time in the foreseeable future,
forever,
to be honest.
Yeah.
And you hope they're going to draw someone like Barca or Real Madrid, get a really good tie. At Atletico, yeah, they're good, but, you know, third best team in Spain, you hope they'd pull someone else out of the hat, unless you're a Leicester fan that thinks they're going to win it.
I don't know. Anyway, back to Paul Merson. Yeah, I think
back
it's a mug.
To Paul Merson, yeah. Absolute mug. Off to Trent for me. I really think that was an awful, awful prediction. The way he categorically stated Leicester would lose, and for his FA Cup predictions, he is definitely my nominee this week.
Well, I think I'm with Paul Merson. Just before we move on to Brad's Trent degree, not his actual Trent degree, the man that he's fictionally sending to Trent. Next time Paul Merson does one of his predictions, we should bet, shouldn't we, on the exact opposite of what's going to happen. See what I mean?
I mean, I want to say
every
week he gets it right. He has predicted that Arsenal would get top four and knock Spurs out in the last end of the season.
he predicts Arsenal to win every single game, and people rinse him for that because they don't win every single game.
So do Arsenal fan TV, and people rinse them for that.
We'll get on to that later, but for now, Brad, as we said, welcome to the show. Who have you nominated to send to your brilliant university
to come
week.
Along with me to Trent? I'll nominate, as we've seen yesterday, Middlesbrough sacked Aitor Karanka, so he's my nominee for a Trent degree. Personally, I'm glad that he's been sacked. Funnily, his name rhymes with a certain word. And
that's fast.
I think poor results. It's emerged this week that they're not the only reason why he's been sacked. It was well documented last year. He threw a temper tantrum and walked out, alienated his whole squad before returning and then promoting them. This time, it looks like he's packed his bags for good. effectively, he's had a press conference last week criticising Patrick Bamford and Stuart Downing, and he's just one of their managers who...
I feel like there's an ulterior motive going on here. I feel like you've got some sort of agenda against him, Brad, or something.
I don't know. The why I feel like this is just Cranky seems to be the most dull manager I've ever seen.
You don't know, but I know that this man here is a Brentford fan. Didn't Cranky knock you out of the Championship playoff final at some point?
Okay, they beat us four times last year. two years ago, rather. Potentially have a chip on my shoulder. But I just think, yeah, I'd agree with Freddie. He's just negative. He's a bit of a poor man's Mourinho, I think. He loves falling out with his players. He parks the bus. I'm just pretty glad that he's finally left Middlesbrough.
His press conferences were so boring. His style of football was so boring. Yeah. But his press conferences were so dull. He'd come out every week and be like, yeah, we didn't score enough goals. Yeah, lump it forward to Negredo. Oh, that didn't work this week. That's weird. Like, he's just the most boring manager I've ever seen. He's definitely not...
Flowing with the banter.
As Dan Dawson would say. But yeah, no, just absolutely awful. Like, I think he's one of the worst managers I've seen in the Premier League.
I don't know. I had an argument actually the other day with Sam, as you know. And he reckoned Mitchell Pochettino is quite a boring manager. What would you say to... Sound about that
I
one.
Think there's a difference between being a boring manager and being boring on the pitch. I think it helps if you're good on the pitch. Like Conte is clearly passionate when
he's
out
a
there.
Maniac,
he's great with the fans. His style of football is interesting, but when he's behind the microphone, he is really boring. Like, I've never, honestly, you think, you literally watch Match of the Day and he comes up first and you're like, oh, every week, first manager, it's going to be a good one. And he's just so dull. He's like, yeah, three points to the end of the season. It's like, come on, you're winning the league.
But on the pitch, passion, like you said, he's crazy. And I just really, really feel sorry for his kids. They must get hurt a lot at home. Imagine that man coming to your parents' evening. Imagine if Conte was your father and you got a bad report in English or something. Oh, you'd absolutely destroy you.
But you see him come to the Premier League and we've had a year of Ranieri throwing...
nicest man in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Just like one of the funniest managers we've seen in Premier League history.
And now we've got an evil man.
Like with some of his ridiculous things that he said in the last year. Now we've got Conte. He just comes this like villain, like Darth Vader-esque, like coming just to play boring... play half-decent football. We'll have boring press conferences, just grind out the victories. It's like, come on. Anyway, Cranker's up there for me.
Anyway, thank you, Brad. I think Cranker, he's gone now, isn't he, from Middlesbrough, and obviously getting a few fights with players. Something you guys at Trent probably do anyway. Something you guys at Trent do? Fight each other a lot?
We don't fight. I've seen a couple of fights kick off.
We don't fight. We just kill.
You're saying that now when Varsity comes around, it'll be a whole different cheer, isn't it?
Yeah, Varsity it normally gets quite bloodthirsty, okay. So I think Cranker would be the kind of man that you want at Trent, in your Trent firm, Brad. I think he'd be a great addition to your team over there.
This is URN Sport.
Yes, welcome back to URN Sport, and welcome back to A League of Their Own, and I'm delighted to say that we've been joined by another excellent panellist. So Alex Buxton is here with us. How are you doing, Alex?
Yeah, good. Thanks for giving me a good distraction from my work.
How is the essay going?
Not great.
No, not great. At all. No.
I'm sure the show will be a lot better, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the show's going well so far. We've got Brad here, Brad from Trent, who is currently trailing Freddie from Uniov here, 1-0 on the what was the first game? Trent Degree, which game?
Yeah. This should count towards Varsity, shouldn't it? It should be 1-0.
Yeah. Yeah, we lead Varsity already, and we've sent Paul Merson there. About Leicester City this week. I don't know if you saw that. He said Leicester had absolutely no chance of going through in the Champions League. Yeah. Leicester then went through in the Champions League.
He said Leicester should prepare for life in the Championship next year, fighting relegation because they have no chance in the Champions League. For that, he was off to Trent.
I've always thought of Paul Merson, whatever he says, you should bet against.
That's what he said a minute ago.
I mean, he does his weekly betting tips, and he gets them constantly wrong.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely. So yeah, he is awful. But anyway, moving on from Paul Merson, I'm just going to give you boys a quick fire question. Did any of you see the AFC Wimbledon match day programme this week? Anyone want to shout out?
I did. Who was claiming it? I mean, they didn't include the fact that they were playing against Milton Keynes Dons on their programme. No, kind of, it just said AFC Wimbledon kickoff 7:45 against their greatest foes. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm not sure our resident MK Dons fan Nick Clay was too happy with that one.
No. I think that. What do you think was the right thing to do? I mean, Brad, we think it was so petty.
Isn't it? Come on.
And there's some people that I think, like, they say it's time to move on. Like, they're above AFC. Like, they're bigger. They're in a better position than MK at the moment. But I still think it's important to remember the history. I don't know if you saw it as well. They stopped Peter Winkleman. I think he's the chairman for MK Dons. They refused him entry into the chair.
He has done his research, hasn't he? He knows more than we do.
I know for a fact Brad is very much against modern day football. I mean, I suppose being a Brentford fan, you would be. Ali. Sorry, Brad. You thought we moved on from rinsing about Trent? Yeah. We have not moved on at all. But yeah, Alex, you can have a point for your answer there.
Is it fact? Or is it fiction?
Yes, welcome back to A League of Their Own here on URN.
Alex absolutely loved that ident.
Raving out in here.
As I say, let's move on to fact or fiction, as the ident suggested. In this game, I will give all of you panellists two statements. One of them will be a fact and one of them will be a fiction, and you'd have to identify which one is true and which one is false. The first statement is, following his headbutt, or like supposed headbutt, Samir Nasri's car has been attacked by a group of Sevilla fans.
It seems quite possible.
It seems quite possible, yeah. I think football's cars get attacked quite a lot actually now these days, don't they?
Yeah, especially I think like continental Europe as well, where the fans are a bit more crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, stereotyping there. Not and then, you could say European fans are crazy. Here's this one. Orlando City, their new ground has had a safe standing section installed, as well as a designated smoke bomb area. So if you want to bring a smoke bomb to the game, you can stand in the area and just set it off.
Okay.
What? That sounds very American, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. If any league in the world has put that in,
they look at European football, they see the bombs go off, and they go, "Oh my god, that looks well good." And they think we meant to do it.
Like, why is no one watching the MLS? What have they got that we haven't? Yeah. Smoke bombs.
God, Jack and Brad.
I'm not sure. I need to get some points on the board for Trent here. I'm struggling. I think footballers' cars they do seem to get attacked like quite regularly, but I really hope that the Orlando City smoke bomb area is true. I'd love to go out there and try it out if
if Nagy's car has actually been attacked, you just have Kante just run around.
Yeah, Kante's mini. So what do you reckon, Brad?
Yeah, as much as I'd like the Orlando City story to be true, I'm going to go with Sam and Nasri.
So you're saying Sam and Nasri's car?
Let's be honest, he was stupid.
He was awful. You see that headbutt, Alex?
I was going to say, personally, I think it's Orlando.
Oh really?
I see often those kind of videos of like the American fans, kind of, and it is kind of, they do kind of think of themselves as ultras in that kind of safe standing areas. But it's more the kind of chance they come out with.
Oh, for them, yeah.
One I can't say has got an expletive in it. Yo, something, get off the pitch.
And that's their chance.
Yeah,
it's not very good, is it?
No,
very original.
And the way it doesn't rhyme with Karanka.
Yeah, I mean, you can quite clearly tell that Alex is quite a bit more experienced here, Brad, because you are incorrect.
I've lost again. Okay.
Yeah, you've lost again, yeah.
I'm going to get another chance to get any points in the show.
You may do. There's a few more quick-fire questions, but if Freddie gets his fact or fiction right, then you may be training quite a lot. You might need a Barcelona-type comeback to get back in this one. Yeah, but you're quite unlucky there, I think. I think, how did you know that? You are good at this game.
Yeah, I just keep seeing the American...
Did you not see that? You actually just guessed that?
Yeah, I keep seeing these like American ultras, and that's made me think that is like quite possible.
Smoke bomb out. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. But Sam and Adam headbutt. Just talking about that for a minute.
Just before we move on, do you have to pay to go to the smoke bomb area? Like, you're gonna see any of the game?
I don't know.
But equally, you might have the kind of like they sell pints, but it also sells smoke bombs kind of thing at the stadium.
Yeah, it's like, do you want a standing seat? Do you want a sitting seat? Do you want a smoke bomb seat?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And like I said, Jamie Vardy, I think he was very lucky not to get well.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of a dive, isn't it?
He went down a bit easy, but then you know it's Sam and Nasri, so who cares, right? No one cares.
Says the Tottenham fans.
He deserved it. He's awful. Yeah, I think Arsenal fans would agree with me on that.
Yeah. Do you see the pundits after the game were saying, yeah, I think they actually would have been better if they played with 10 men for the whole game. He was so useless.
Absolutely.
This is URN Sport.